This episode of the Spider Bites podcast is sponsored by TeePublic.com. TeePublic.com is an online merchandise store that showcases indie artists' design products from tees to totes to tapestries to whatever. They have thousands of designs, the prices are super affordable, and every purchase supports an independent artist. All of us at the Spider Bites podcast are picking out our favorite designs, and you can see what we like this week. Whether it's the Dabbing Husky or Thanos the Infinity Stone Bay, you can find and purchase these designs on t-shirts, sweatshirts, hoodies, or even phone cases. Just visit our store at teepublic.com/stores/spider-bites-podcast. Look, I know it's a mouthful, but the link will be in the description of the episode so you can find it there and see for yourself. And thanks again to teepublic.com for sponsoring this episode.
And I'm sure there was something that we were supposed to be doing inside that we didn't do.
So you locked yourself out.
Yeah, so we locked ourselves out. So if we waited for them to get home, of course we'd be in trouble because we didn't do what it was that we were supposed to do.
Did you lock yourself out?
So we had to break in the house. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Spider Bites Podcast, episode 107. It is Ashley and Spider back again. How are you doing today, Ashley?
I'm good now that I'm feeling better again. I'm
so glad to hear that you're feeling better.
How have you been? It's been a while.
It has been a while. I'm doing all right. Just making the most of it, working from home, trying not to go out into civilization when I don't need to. But other than that, I'm doing okay.
See, I haven't gone anywhere, like not even a store, because I hadn't been even to like my parents' house until 2 days ago. Was the first time I've been over there in like over 2 weeks, because I've been sick and my mom was sick. And so like she would bring me stuff, but she would be like in the car and hand it to me, and I would stay on the porch. So anytime, like, I ask her, I'm like, oh, I gotta go to the store, and then she, like, brings me stuff. Like, oh, what do you need? I'm like, are you trying to, like, keep me here, not letting me go out?
She's done it twice now. Door-to-door delivery service.
Dog food, and she's like, okay, and then she's like, oh, I got you dog food. I'm like, oh, well, okay, I guess that works. It's been a time. I don't know. It's been really boring.
Not being able to even,
I don't even know what it's like at the stores. I literally haven't been since it's gotten crazy, because I went like right before it got crazy. Mm-hmm. And that's the last time I've actually been to a store. So I haven't seen like anything. I don't know what it's like in the real world anymore.
I've gone out once when it's like right after it kind of got crazy. I went out, I was searching for toilet paper, and I went to like five different stores, and they were all out. But I wasn't out. I still had some left. I was just trying to, you know, build up a reserve. So I was still able to kind of survive for a while. And then the only other time that I've gone out to the grocery store, I went to a local grocery store to New Orleans, not like a Walmart or anything. And I would say that it wasn't bad. I mean, as far as food goes, the food was relatively stocked. The only thing that was like really out was your paper products, like your toilet paper, your hand sanitizer, your Clorox wipes, cleaning wipes and stuff like that. Other than that, everything else was pretty much in stock. So whenever I do have to go to the stores, I would normally just go to that one, because normally it's because I need food. You sit around home all day and you try not to eat everything in your house, but, you know, it's a little hard.
That's the one good thing about being sick, is I haven't been eating really as much.
Okay.
So even though I'm like stuck at home, I'm eating less than I normally would, because I haven't really had an appetite, because I haven't, you know, been feeling well.
Yeah.
So that's, like, the one good thing I've had going for me. But now that I'm feeling better, I'm still not eating as much. I don't know if it's still, like, an after effect of the sickness, or if it's just, like, I don't know what it is. Because normally, you know, that's that, like you said, it's like when you're stuck at home, you know, no matter what, then sometimes it's just automatic to be like, you know what, I'm bored, I'll go get a snack.
Yeah.
But I haven't really been doing that, so I don't know. Well, I'm glad I'm not.
Because, so that's definitely,
you know. Yeah, but so yeah, I've had that, and I've still, when I really wasn't feeling well, there were like a few days in a row where I really wasn't feeling well, so I didn't take Toby on walks, and he was sad about it.
Yeah.
But now that I'm fine again, I've been taking him on his normal walks, and he's been feeling a lot better about that. So it's been going okay recently.
That's good.
Done anything at all, because I haven't been feeling well.
Yeah.
But I have so many plans, because now the school year's done. I mean, it's not done, but it's like we're not going back to the building.
Say, and essentially, it's done.
Yeah, like they're still doing work online and stuff, but I'm essentially just a teacher's aide, so I'm done for the year. So basically, I get like an extra 2 months of summer. So I'm going to be doing a lot around the house. You know, like just cleaning and purging and everything, because a lot, pretty much anything that my parents and siblings didn't take with them,
mm-hmm.
it's still here. Like, they didn't do anything with it. They didn't throw it away. They just left it in, like, their rooms and the basement and stuff. So
yeah,
that's one of the things I'm going to be working on, is, like, clearing out their rooms. I told the girls, my sisters, they have this week to come over and figure out what in their room they want to keep, because I'm sure there's some things, there's like soccer trophies and stuff that I'm sure they still want, but mm-hmm. you know, it's been over a year, so they've got this week to come over and figure out what they want to keep and pack it up and take it with them, and whatever after this week, I am purging. I'm gonna get these rooms empty. I don't know, it's gonna take me a long time, but I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna start.
Well, these days we got nothing but time, so
mm-hmm. exactly.
So definitely get done.
My friend said she'll come over and help me and keep me on track and stuff too, because I'm bad with that, where it's like after a, you know, like half an hour or something, and I'm like, oh, let me just check my phone, and then I'll be on my phone for like an hour, and you know.
Yeah.
So she's like, I will come over and I will help you and I will prevent you from doing that. I was like, okay, whatever. So, but I've got plans, and I'm telling people so that they can hold me accountable for them.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah. I had lots of time, so why not?
Right, exactly.
I don't know. What have you been doing? Anything? Like, anything?
Really nothing. The only thing I've really been doing outside of work is either watching YouTube or playing video games. That's about it. I recently started, like, working out a little bit. I can, I don't know if I want to say proudly say this, but I can say for sure that I've worked out more in the past week than I have this entire year so far, which is kind of sad, because we're 4 months into the year and I've only worked out for like 5 days. But Planet Fitness does this thing that they call, it's called already, Together We Move. That's what it's called. And so basically what it is they have, I don't know if they're like Planet Fitness employees or just different fitness professionals. And what they do is they live stream a workout every day, 6 p.m. Central Time. So if that's something that any of our listeners are interested in, go to the Planet Fitness Facebook page. It's 6 p.m. Central Time every day, Sunday to Saturday. They live stream. I want to say the workout is anywhere between 20 and 30 minutes. And it's just stuff that you have around your house. You don't need any weights. You don't need like jump ropes, no kind of equipment or anything like that. And it just kind of guides you through this workout just so you can get up and be a little bit active, you know, if you've been sitting around at home all day. Because 9 times out of 10, when I'm at home and I'm working, I'm literally sat in the same spot almost the entire day. You know, mm-hmm. other than me getting up to get food or anything like that, I'm just mostly just sitting in front of my computer. And I just knew that, I'm like, okay, I need to do something other than this. Because I would go from my work computer to my personal computer at the end of the day. And that was it. I get off of work, I close my laptop, and then I get on my personal laptop and I watch Achievement Hunter or something like that. And so I'm like, okay, I need to do something. I need to get up. I need to be some kind of active. And so it's just something, and it's really short. And I say that, but it also makes me realize how out of shape I am. But even with that, the workout is not long. It's not unbearable. But it's just, that's definitely kind of something that I look forward to every day, because it kind of breaks up the monotony of me going from one laptop to the other. And so I think they have some celebrities that come in and they like guest star and do workouts. Last week, I think, I don't know what team he plays for now. I think he's still with the Patriots. Maybe not. I don't know. But professional wide receiver Julian Edelman hosted, or not hosted, but he led a workout session. And I think I saw a picture of Jerry O'Connell on the Planet Fitness Facebook page, and I think he led a workout at some point. Not anyone that I've seen, but yeah. So it's like every day it's a different person. Every day it's a different workout. They focus on like your major muscle groups: squats, sit-ups, push-ups, core workouts, different stuff like that. Everything is just mostly body weight. I think the only time that I've seen them actually like use something other than your body is one of the workouts. It was like, you know, get a chair and you'll do like dips and leg raises on the chair. And other than that, everything else is just, you know, you just use yourself. But yeah, other than that,
that's cool.
That's really the only thing that I do. I don't, like I said, I don't go out to unless I need to go get something from the store. I got food delivered the other day. Oh, I got a pizza like 2 weeks ago. And a lot of these delivery places are doing this thing called contactless delivery. And so what they'll do is they'll basically leave your food on the doorstep. And they're like, it's like, okay, here's your food. You can come out and get it. And they'll go. But I was like, I really don't need them to do that. And so I got a pizza from Pizza Hut. And so I opted out of the contactless delivery, but I was like, you know, I'll meet you at the door or whatever. And so I went down to get the pizza, and it was so funny because they came in, the delivery driver came in, they gave me the receipt, and they gave me a pen. Now, they're not wearing gloves. They're not wearing any kind of protective equipment. So they gave me the pen. They gave me the receipt. And they were like, oh, well, you know, I need a receipt back that says merchant on it. Okay, I'm like, okay, no problem. So I sign a receipt. I give that back to them. I give the pen back to them. And then they open up the pizza bag, and the box of pizza is in this huge plastic bag, like a garbage-sized plastic bag. And they were like, oh, well, you have to get the pizza out of the bag. And I'm like, what? They're like, well, you have to pull it out. I'm like, okay. And so I pull the pizza out of the bag. Like, okay, thank you. And then they left. And I'm like, well, what sense does that make? Because if
the say, receipt for instance, and the pen.
Yes, the receipt and the pen. I'm like, it's not helping you at all. I'm like, this is kind of backwards.
You have to grab the pizza yourself, though.
It's, I guess.
See, if I've gotten food delivered, I've been doing the contact list just because I wasn't at first. But then, because I've been sick and I don't know what I have, I've been doing the contact list just to, you know, for other people's sake, really, not for mine. Because I'm, you know, I'm just like, leave it on the porch. You can text me to, you know, let me know. Usually I can tell because, you know, the porch is right next to me. And usually Toby hears and he'll bark and look out the window. Yeah. But I'm like, you can, you know, text me. Please don't call me. I don't say that, but that's why I put, you can text me.
Right.
just so hopefully they won't call me, because God, I hate being called.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've done that a couple times. Today, even, I got some food because I was hungry and I didn't want to make anything.
Such a mood.
But yeah, the really, like, taking Toby on walks is pretty much all I've been doing lately. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's really about it so far. But I want to start purging my kitchen this week, because I'm not going to start on the rooms until, because like my dad said, he'll come over and look through some stuff, and then, you know, I gave the girls this whole week, so I can start in the kitchen and figure out, because like I got all those dishes from my neighbor who moved, so I could figure out how to fit all those in, or maybe throw some of mine old ones away or something, because a lot of the ones that I had were what my parents left, so it's not a lot, and a lot of them are like plastic plates, and those can't really, like, I can't put them in the microwave. I've only had, like, I think I've had two glass plates, so, you know, if those are dirty or something and I don't want to clean them, that's why I bought paper plates a lot.
Yeah.
Just because those are easier to just, you know, throw in the microwave and stuff. But now I have, like, a bunch of glass plates that I've gotten from my neighbor, so I could put all those in there, and I'll probably end up throwing most of the plastic ones away, just because you can't really use them in the microwave. And a lot of times that's what I do, is I end up microwaving things, overs or whatever.
Yeah.
But so I'm gonna start in the kitchen with stuff like that, going through all the dishes and pots and pans and things, and figure out what I want and don't want or need or don't need, and go from there. So that's my plan for this week.
Well, at least you have a plan in place.
Mm-hmm. That's the start of everything, because I don't have to worry about anyone else. I don't know. What do you got?
So, I was thinking about something the other day. And you know how sometimes you just have random memories about your childhood and everything like that. I had not heard this song in forever, and I doubt I ever would, outside of me looking for it, because it's, you know, not in rotation on radio anymore. But there's a song called "You Drive Me Crazy," and it's by this group called the Fine Young Cannibals. And this was a song back in, I want to say, the late 80s or the early 90s, something like that. And that is the first song that I can remember. This is the first song that I can remember remembering, if that makes sense. And so I was wondering, are there any songs that you remember that are like a significant part of either your childhood when you were young, like really young, or like middle school or high school, or, you know, even like your late teens? Are there any songs that like stick out as like being really big to you at a certain point in your life?
Well, I had a tape when I was younger. Just trying to think of like some of the first songs I remember hearing, like you said.
Yeah.
On the tape, I know I had, I don't know, it was like a, because I had a few different songs and artists on there. I can remember three of them. Because one was Britney Spears, Hit Me Baby One More Time. And then there were two Michael Jackson ones. It was like Beat It and Thriller.
Okay.
Those are all I remember. I don't know if they were on the same tape when it was, but I remember those were songs that like I listened to all the time, along with what there had to have been others on the tape. I just don't remember.
Yeah.
But I know those. I don't know why those three stuck out. But a lot of middle school was Taylor Swift.
Okay.
I loved her music. Pretty much from the first song I ever, or the first video or song or anything that I ever listened or watched on YouTube was Teardrops on My Guitar by Taylor Swift. Mm. Beginning of her career up through Speak Now, I listened to Taylor Swift. So, like, all of those songs, anytime I hear them, I still, for the most part, remember the words. that's just amazing that I could still remember the words to things like that, because it's been forever. Every now and then, if I'm feeling, like, nostalgic, I'll go back and listen to some of her older songs from when I liked her music. Think of, unless you want to count, like, I can't remember the name of the song. Follow Me by Uncle Cracker.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because I really liked that when I was younger. I think I've talked about it. I really liked it when I was younger. And my grandma or mom or whoever was like, oh, that's by Uncle Cracker. And I was like, dude, I have a famous uncle.
I do remember you telling that story.
Yeah, so those are, like, the big ones of, like, my childhood and middle school. Those were, like, the big ones.
Yeah, I want to say for me, for childhood, other than You Drive Me Crazy, because I think that was, like, young. I want to say, like, probably maybe first or second grade. I don't know why. I just have a very vivid memory of being in the kitchen. And remember hearing that song. I was in the kitchen by my grandmother's house, and I remember hearing that song. And I don't know why it stuck out to me so much. But I think that was, like, my first foray into pop music, and then that just kind of stuck with me throughout my entire life. But also in kind of, like, elementary school, I remember there was a song by Immature called You Got It. And it was, Immature was a three member, I guess you would call them like a boy band or like an R&B group or something like that. And it was three guys. In this particular song, they had a cameo with another rapper, a female rapper. And at that time, I was friends with two other guys, and we had this female friend of ours, and we would just, like, at recess, we would just sing that song every day for no reason. But I think that was, like, one of the ones that stood out to me in, I want to say, probably, like, maybe fourth or fifth grade. When I got to about seventh or eighth, I think that's when I started getting into NSYNC. I remember sitting in class, it was probably eighth grade. I remember sitting in class and I had NSYNC's first CD, I believe. And I would sneak a CD player in school. And I would sit there and I would listen to the CD in class. And I would write, I think I probably told this maybe like a few weeks ago, or maybe a month or so ago, but I wrote all the lyrics to every single song on the CD in a notebook. And it's just sitting there and play and pause till I got every single word in all of the songs. But NSYNC kind of carried from middle school almost all the way through high school. But one song in particular from NSYNC's Celebrity album, Gone, I don't know, it just kind of resonated with me, not necessarily for any particular reason, because the song is about basically their love is gone and they're feeling remorseful about it, regretful about it, basically saying that, you know, I can't stop thinking of you, there's nothing that I could say to make you come back, anything like that. And at that time, I didn't have anything like that going on in my life. But for some reason, that song just kind of hit me. And to this day, that's probably, like, still one of my top three NSYNC songs.
Man, see, I can't, there was a summer where I went to Pennsylvania because I was visiting my cousin. And we were there for like 2 weeks. Or I was there. And I know there was a lot of songs that were like on the radio at the time. So we were listening to them all the time. I know like there was like Dynamite by Tyo Cruz. Mm-hmm. Man, there's one, I think it's called Solo. Is it Jason Derulo?
Yeah.
Like all those, there was like basically everything that was on the radio. Those are big ones, but basically everything that was on the radio, whatever year that was, we were listening to them all the time. We were having a great time listening to them. Don't know why. What year was that? I gotta look it up.
I want to say Dynamite. It's got to be like 04, maybe?
No, it's not that long ago. Let's see. This lyric video came out in 2010.
I don't know. I don't think it was
9 years ago was the official music video. 2010. Wow. July 22nd, 2010.
God.
So then Solo. Jason Derulo, is that the same year? Should be 9 years ago.
Probably, yeah. Time has
no meaning. 2010. So yeah, it was the year 2010.
Time has no meaning.
So that was the summer between me going from 8th grade to 9th grade. So me going from middle school to high school. Like 10 years ago. Anyway, yeah. Anything on the radio we listen to all the time. I remember that.
Speaking of radio, 2003... I was in my freshman year at college, my first semester, and I was a radio DJ. They had just started up the radio program at the university that I was at, and they were looking for DJs, and they were like, well, you can do a 1 hour show or a 2 hour show, you know, based on whatever time slot that you want to have for your show. And I think out of everybody that was there that volunteered, I was the only one that volunteered for a 2 hour show. Cause I was like, yeah, it's 2 hours. Like, how hard could it be? And it really wasn't hard. It was like,
that's good. You're like, oh man, it was so hard. I regret.
Right. No, it was just like the base radio. It was like, just play music. Make sure that there's no extended gaps in between songs. You really don't have to say much as far as introducing the songs or anything like that, because this was kind of, they were transitioning between playing records, like actual vinyl records, and having music uploaded into a computer system where you could just program it to play songs in succession. And so I never really got to learn the computer portion of it, but I was playing on records. And so I had a radio DJ name. I had theme music. I had a rap song that I would introduce myself every time. I was DJ Max Silver. I don't remember why, but that was my DJ name, DJ Max Silver.
Did you come up with it?
Yes, I came up with that. Yeah, so I had my 2 hour show, and I was just basically playing like hip hop and R&B from 12 o'clock to 2 o'clock on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. And one of the songs that it was Baby Boy, Sean Paul, and Beyonce. That was like one of the big hits of that of that like little time frame.
Song. That one.
Yeah.
No. I didn't... I guess I did listen to the radio, because technically, like, my parents did.
Yeah.
Oh, man, you know what? Freaking, when I was younger, I have no idea how old I was. It had to have been before Alyssa was born, so it had to have been 8 or younger. And we went to, I don't know if it was just a store, if it was a music store, But, like, they had CDs. My dad's like, you can buy, like, pick out a CD. I'll buy it for you. I picked out one. I might have told this before. Picked out one that had a roach on it. I loved bugs when I was a kid. And my dad's like, are you sure? And I was like, yeah. It was Papa Roach. And the song, what is it called? Cut My Life into Pieces or whatever. But, you know, that song.
Last Resort, yeah.
Dude. Yeah, Last Resort, man. That was my song. Shouldn't have been. But boy, was it.
That was
my dad
good.
Did not care. Yeah, I had young parents, so they really, you know, did not care really right. anything. I would listen to music with my dad all the time, like freaking Eminem and stuff. Mm-hmm. Man, like, that's childhood to any of, like, his old songs because I listened to him with my dad while watching him play GTA. I had a childhood. That was a time. I forgot about that. I don't know whatever happened to that CD, and I don't know any other song on that, but I know that one.
Was... I'm singing the lyrics in my head. I'm trying to remember the name of the song. Scars. Was Scars on that CD too?
Uh-huh. Oh. Absolutely no idea. Oh, that was Last Resort.
But those are, like, the only two Papa Roach songs that I really know.
Last Resort, and I had a CD. But I was also really young, and I have a bad memory, yeah. So.
Now, see, as horrible as my memory is, and you know this, and just about everybody that knows me knows this, as horrible as my memory is, I retain, other than random knowledge, I retain song lyrics. Like, very well. And I don't know what it is about song lyrics. I'm guessing it may have something to do with, like, mnemonic devices, where if you put something to a song, it makes you more inclined to remember it.
Mm-hmm. Like, for me, I've always put a lot of time into memorizing lyrics, and, like, I'll usually either write them down or, well, when I was young, you know, like, either write them down or I'd, like, stare at them if they were on the computer or whatever, and as I was, like, singing along and, that, you know, trying to memorize it. So I would put time and effort into memorizing songs when I was younger. So I, like I said, like, with the Taylor Swift songs, I could probably still remember most, if not all, of the lyrics to, like, all the songs I used to listen to, because I put in all that time and effort to remember them. So, like, right now, if you asked me for a song, I wouldn't be able to give it to you, but once it's, like, with the, like, if the song was playing, I could probably sing along with it. Yeah. So, yeah, I don't, it must be something with the music.
There was a video, I don't know if it's still kind of trending right now, but it was going around TikTok. There's, like, at the end of every year on YouTube, there are certain DJs, music artists, or whatever, they create, like, a mashup of all the top pop songs of the year. And I want to say this is the one that was going around, was a DJ Earworm mashup.
Oh, I used to listen to his mashups when I was younger.
I did too. But I don't know if it was his or if there was another one, because I remember there was another artist that I would listen to. And I think it was, like, Daniel something. But I can't remember. But anyway, there was a video trend going around on TikTok about everybody was saying, you know, we don't know how, but we know every word to this, like, mashup song, because it's, like, different songs just spliced in with each other, and it's just, like, this thing that everybody happened to watch at a certain point in time, like, years and years ago. But once you start hearing it, even though you may not, like, if somebody were to play part of it and then pause it and be like, tell me what song comes next, you're like, well, I don't know. But if you play it and you sing along with it, you will seamlessly transition into singing the next lyrics that's to a completely different song.
Yeah. I don't know. See, it's another brain thing.
Yeah.
Something that, but yeah, that's really cool. There's someone I found who has done that with K-pop songs. they did a few years and then they stopped, but they might have done more. I don't know. There's one that I listened to a lot. I think it was 2015's, because that was the year that I got into K-pop too. So that was like, you know, I knew a lot of them and I didn't know all of them. Even still, some, you know, I don't know all the songs because I don't listen to every group.
Yeah.
But they're still interesting to listen to. And the dude recently, in his more recent videos, had like actually, it makes sense. Like, I think that's what they do in, you know, like English ones or what they used to do. So the lyrics would make sense and it wasn't just a bunch of, you know, gibberish song to song. So they did that and then they would like put the subtitles in English so you would know what they're saying.
Yeah.
I thought that was cool because that's a lot more effort than just putting the songs together and having them seem like they sound good together, but if you actually translated it, it wouldn't make sense.
Right. It's just a bunch of nothingness.
Yeah. So I'm like, wow, that's a lot of extra work, but it makes it sound cooler.
Yeah.
Let me see. It was SHIM mixes, like shim mixes or something. I don't know, but that's what it is if you want to look it up.
Okay.
Was the one I listened to the most because I think they had one or two before that. They think they've done some after that now. I just can't listen to them again and watch it. And then I think the earlier ones, they had put like all the songs in the description, and then I think they stopped doing that or something. And I don't know why, because how are you supposed to find out what it is?
Right.
If you don't know the group or the song.
Especially because, like, you just so happen to hear a portion of the song. Like, oh, I really like, you know, that little bit, but
I did that.
I don't know. Like, I don't know who sings it. I don't know what the name of the song is.
That, with the 2015 one, I would look up, like, specific songs if I hadn't heard them before and if I liked whatever bit there was, you know, and so that one they must have put it in the description, but then they, I don't know if it was the earlier ones, the later ones where they didn't anymore, but I swear they didn't because I was upset about it.
Yeah.
It's not a huge deal. I could probably figure it out, just look up what songs came out that year by big groups, but that's more effort on my part.
That's a lot more effort on your part.
Then you want to find, like, a very specific song.
Right.
But, all right, I have a question.
Okay.
I had a different question, but then I found this one online, and it seems a lot more interesting than what I had. So, the specific question, I like the way it was worded, because it was worded, talk about a time you were locked out of the house. And I like that it's worded like that, because that implies that everyone has just been locked out of their house at some point. So have you ever been locked out of your house? And if you have, talk about it.
I don't think I've ever been locked out of the house. No. Because up until... up until I had a car. So that was like after my senior year of high school. I didn't really have a key to the house. For the longest time while we were growing up, we lived in a double shotgun house and we stayed next door to my grandmother and my great aunt. So even though me and my brother would catch the bus to go to school and come home, my great aunt was always home, so she would always let us in, so we wouldn't need a key. So up until the time that we moved, after we moved like further away from school, so my mom would always pick us up and drop us off. So I still didn't have a need for a key. But by the time I turned 17, graduated from high school, I got a car. And I think I had a key at that point, but like I said, I never really had to use it because I was always riding with my mom anyway. But I don't think I've ever locked myself out of the house. I stand corrected. No, I did lock myself out of the house once. But I can't remember what we were doing. My brother and I were, I guess we were playing outside or something. And somehow we locked ourselves out of the house. had no idea when our parents were getting home. And I'm sure there was something that we were supposed to be doing inside that we didn't do.
So, you locked yourself out.
Yeah, so we locked ourselves out. So if we waited for them to get home, of course, we'd be in trouble because we didn't do what it was that we were supposed to do.
And you locked yourself out.
So we had to break in the house. We broke a window to unlock the door. It was...
Don't you think that would be worse?
Yeah. Looking back on it now, yeah. But we were kids. We weren't thinking...
That's true.
We weren't thinking with adult logic. We were thinking with children's logic.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we broke a window to get into the house. Got back in. We lied about it. I don't know. We came up with some kind of story like... a rock hit the window or something like that. I don't know. Maybe we were outside and cutting the grass or something, and then we said, like, oh, a rock, you know, got caught in a lawnmower and shot out and hit the window or something like that. Of course, the lie didn't work. We got punished and everything. But yeah, that was... I think that's the only time I locked myself out of the house. I remember I had to sneak in one time. I was... too old to be having to sneak in. I was in my early 20s.
Oh man.
I was living with my mom. It was a couple years after Hurricane Katrina, and I was living with my mom. She lived outside of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and this girl I was seeing at the time lived down in New Orleans. And it was like a weeknight or something. And there was really no reason for me to have to sneak in or whatever, but we stayed out all night. I got her home like at what, like 3 something in the morning. And then from New Orleans to where my mom lived, it was like an hour and a half drive.
Oh man.
So it's early, early morning. I'm driving back home. I get home, I pull in the driveway, and I'm like, ugh, my mom is gonna, if she's not already up, she's about to be up. So if I walk into the house now, she's going to know I'm just getting home. And so there was an alarm on the house. So every time you open the door, the alarm goes off. So it's like, there's no way for me to sneak in. My room was on the second floor, and there was no way for me to climb to the second floor. So I was like, okay, well, what I'm going to do is the master bedroom where my mom and my stepdad sleeps was on the first floor. So they had no reason to go upstairs. So I was like, as long as she sees my car in the driveway, then she'll think that I'm home. So what I did is I just sat on the side of the house until after she left to go to work. And then after she left, then I went inside and I called off of work that day. I was like, I called my boss. I'm like, I'm not coming in today. It's just, I don't feel well, so I'm not going to be there. And I went upstairs and went to sleep.
That's funny. My mom can't know.
But it was like, I was 21, 22 at the most. And I was like, essentially I'm an adult. Yes. But I still don't want to, I don't want to be questioned by my mom while I'm coming, why I'm coming home at 4 o'clock in the morning.
See, there was one time when I was younger, I think I remember what house it was. So it wouldn't have been too long ago. Well, like 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. Never mind.
That 10-year benchmark.
Yeah. It's quite a while ago. It was at least 10 years ago. But for some reason, like... because I was with my parents, or at least one of them, and, like, we had gotten locked out of the house. I don't remember what happened, like, why. But I know we weren't gone for very long because we left one of the side windows, like, open, you know. Mm-hmm. There's a screen and everything, but, like, it was open. So I don't remember where we went or why we were locked out of the house. But I remember having to... because I was smaller, climb in through the window. First, we had to cut it with a knife. And then I had to climb through the window and then go unlock the door. So I remember doing that. I'll have to ask my parents if they remember what, like, if they even remember that. And if so, what happened? Because that's all I remember about that. And I know there was a time within the past year, because it was when it was just me living here. I was at my friend's house for the weekend, and then she had brought me home on, like, you know, Sunday night, because we both had to work the next day. And as soon as we pulled in my driveway, I was like, oh, I left my keys on the couch. So we had to drive all the way back to her house so I could grab the keys and then come back. So I don't know if that's really locking myself out, but I mean, kind of.
Kind of.
Yeah, it's just one of those, as soon as we pulled in the driveway, I was like, oh no. I vividly remember not grabbing my keys now. I pulled them out of my bag and then just left them there instead of putting them in my pocket. Like an idiot. Oh, we did get locked out of her house one time. Yeah. I remember. It was, 2015? So like 5 years ago? It was us and then someone else, like another friend. And she worked, at the time I didn't have a job, and she worked late. Like, by the time, you know, she got done with work, it was like 10 o'clock. So by the time she got home, it was like, I don't know, a little after 10. So we usually stayed up really late and then, you know, went to bed really late because she didn't, that was just her shift. It was like the late shift. So,
yeah.
We would go out and get food, either like go to a grocery store or go out and get from a 24-hour fast food place sometime, usually after midnight. Like that. And one of her other friends came over. So it was like the three of us and we all went somewhere, you know, either grocery store, fast food or something. And by the time we came back, her mom had locked the doors. Wasn't thinking about it. Mm-hmm. And we had taken her other friend's car, so she didn't have her keys on her to like let her back in the house. And it's, you know, really late and her mom worked early. She had like the opposite shift of her, so she was already asleep. So we're desperately like standing at the door like, we had to like get like knocking on the door, like going over and knocking on the window of her bedroom or like calling her, and eventually she woke up and was very confused, and then she was like, oh my bad, let us in. But we were really like, maybe we're gonna have to go spend the night at Jesse's house because it's cold and she's not letting us in. We don't have anything, but we might just have to go to Jesse's house because we're not gonna stay out here for the rest of the night. Yeah. But we didn't have to because it didn't take too long before she ended up waking up, but it was just funny. So I've been locked out of houses like 4 times. There was another time where we got locked out of out of specifically her room. Her door was weird. Where mm-hmm. like if you shut it hard a certain way, you couldn't open it from like the hallway. You had to open it from the inside of her room, and her grandma had like shut the door when we weren't home, and all my stuff was in there. And so she had to climb through her window outside to get into her room to open the door. So that was a time, too. Again, that was, like, 2015. But, yeah, it's been a good time. I know there's been, like, twice where she lives now. So within the past, like, 2 months, she's left her keys in the door when she closes it.
Oh, no.
Because there was one time where we both got home and she had unlocked her, you know, the door and then had just shut it. And then, like, her boyfriend ended up coming over and as soon as he opened the door, he took the keys out and she was like, oh, my boy, my dad. And she's done it a second time since then. I'm like, you've never done this before. What's going on? It's like, Mark,
why are you doing it now? She just become absent-minded as soon as she walks through the door.
Walks through the door and greets the animals and just shuts the door without taking the keys out. But so far, nothing bad has come of that. Knock on wood. To my knowledge, she's only done it the two times. Funny. But yeah, I don't know. I thought that was a really interesting question. especially just the way it was worded, how it implies, like, obviously everyone's been locked out of the house at least once.
It makes me wonder if that's actually true.
I know, that's why I feel like I just have to ask people now, like, have you ever been locked out of the house? Because now, you know, that's a thing that you don't usually think about, but that is, like, a very fair question, or a very fair statement, probably, to make about just about anyone. I'm sure people have been locked out of houses before, or cars, or, you know. So, I don't know. It's a really interesting question that just ask people sometime now. Yeah. Hey, have you ever been locked out of your house? Just curious.
Let's talk about it.
About the time you were locked out of your house. You must have been at least once. Your house or your car or something. Come on.
I'm trying to think. Have I been locked out of my car?
I don't have a car, so I never have.
I don't think I have.
Good because for you.
If the only the only way I can see a person being locked out of their car is if there's automatic locks, right? Mm-hmm. So you shut the door locks automatically. Mm-hmm. The first couple cars I had didn't have automatic locks.
Not new enough.
No, they weren't new enough. I want to say the first three cars that I've had, maybe four, maybe more than that. I don't know. by the time that I got a car that had an automatic lock, it had fail safes in it to where if it would detect if the key was still in the vehicle when the door was closed. So it would lock and then it would unlock itself.
Oh, that's good.
So, yeah, I think beyond that, I don't think I've ever locked myself up. Of my car.
See, you know what's stupid is the automatic unlock. Like, because I know, I don't remember if mom has it in her car, but I know grandma has it on hers, where it's like, the second you put the car in park, the car unlocks. That is the stupidest thing. Just because I park my car doesn't mean I want my car unlocked. Like, I don't know, I just think that's dumb. Like, automatic lock, sure, but I think automatic unlock is dumb.
Yeah.
Might be, man, just waiting for you to park the car, and then they just hop on in.
Pretty much. But, like you said, the automatic lock is good because you put it into drive, and it'll lock.
Yeah.
I think I had one... I had one car where you put it in the drive, and until you hit like a certain speed, then it would automatically lock.
Yeah, I think that's how someone's car that I'm in was. I can't think of whose, but yeah, that's where it's like once you start going, then it'll lock. It's not like as soon as you put it in drive.
Right.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I took just a dumb BuzzFeed quiz the other day because my friend, a lot of times, one of us will find a dumb quiz that pops up on, like, Facebook or something, and then we'll take it and then send it to the other person with our results, and then they'll send their results back.
Yeah.
I would just do it with all sorts of quizzes. And one of them was, like, only people over 40 will know what all of these things are.
Yeah, I took that one, too.
And like there were a lot that I didn't know, but I guessed. She did better than I did, but her mom and grandma are like older than mine are, and she's lived in an older house that had like a bunch of that stuff. So like I understood why she got most of it. A lot of the ones that I didn't know, I just got lucky on. But, like, some of them are really, like, I was like, come on, how do people not know, like, what this is? Or, like, right. You know, at least people our age or something, where it's, like, it'll show you the thing on a car where it's like, what was this used for? And it's like, to roll the damn window down! Cigarette lighter?
Right.
They're like, what is this? I'm like, come on, people our age should know what those are. They still had cars like that around when we were, right. You know,
when
younger
we
and
were
stuff.
At least in, like, the double digits, when we were, like, 10, 11 years old,
yeah.
There were still cars going around with cigarette lighters in them. It was like, oh, exactly. if you know what this is, you're easily over 40. I'm like, no, I just grew up when all this stuff was still
I grew up with other people who are now over 40 because they had the car. I didn't personally.
It was like one of the ones was a sewing machine. Because, you know, the sewing machine, like the stand-up sewing machine came with the case and everything. And I was like, I know what that is because my mom had one. It wasn't my sewing machine, but I still know what it is.
Exactly. Stuff, that's what it was, where it's like, well, I've never had this or anything, but it's like, I, you know, have lived with people who had it or something, or, you know.
Yeah.
It's like, come on. Some of those things, really, I had absolutely no idea.
I think I might have gotten maybe two wrong on that quiz, but when I got the results, like, oh you're easily over 40. I'm like, but I'm really not though.
I'd have to find I took a screenshot of the answers because I always do because I sent them to my friend and then I forget to delete them. I don't know. They did guess what state I was in. That made me weird.
They never. Because my girlfriend and I, we take BuzzFeed quizzes all the time. And, yeah, those ones where it's like, oh, we can guess what state you live in with 99% accuracy. I'm like, I bet you can't.
See, I don't remember what the questions were, but, I mean, they nailed it. They got Michigan. It's like, how do you pronounce these things? Or what is this? Or I don't know, but
yeah,
I got 14 out of 20 on the... Sorry, millennials, but there's no way you will be able to pass this quiz. Quiz.
Ridiculous.
I did pass it with 14 out of 20. Also guessed that I was 5'1". It guessed on a different one that I'm over 60, a Capricorn, 5'10", and hazel eyes, and all of those are completely and utterly wrong.
Buzzfeed, what are you doing?
I love these dumb quizzes. They did guess my favorite color. Good. They said I'll meet my soulmate online.
That's interesting. I mean, that's. I feel like that's kind of commonplace these days.
Exactly. That's why I was like, oh wow.
You're really going out on a limb there.
Yeah. But yeah, they're just dumb quizzes that are just really fun to just take.
Yeah. I like the, there was one quiz, it was like, can you guess which MCU movie, can you guess the MCU movie based on one line from the movie? And I thought that one was pretty fun. Yeah. If you're not a total nerd like me and constantly watching movies over and over again, it can definitely be difficult.
Okay, they have Twilight quizzes a lot, and I get so mad about them because like, you know, I was super into Twilight when, I don't know when it was big, was I in like middle school? I think so. It was sometime after the first movie came out, but before the second movie, because I had watched the first movie just like randomly, and then I read all the books, and then like the second movie had come out, and so like, you know, all throughout that time, I was super into Twilight, and we also, I think I mentioned this, we had just recently watched all four of the movies because there was a random marathon on TV when I was over at my friend's house, and we were just doing puzzles and watching Twilight. So we had just recently watched them all, and it was super fun to make fun of them, too. Just like, also it was really nostalgic, like, oh man, I remember being super excited for this, and you know. But like, the quizzes, the BuzzFeed quizzes make me so mad, because I always get like one wrong, and it's always one that I think too much about. Because, like, you've never seen Twilight, right?
I've seen most of them.
Do you really, but you don't really know, like...
No, I didn't really pay attention to, like, commit any particular portions of it to memory.
See, one of the questions, one of the quizzes was, like, who runs the newborn army?
I have no idea what that even is.
That was in the fourth movie. I was super upset about, or the third movie, whatever the thing, about it, because technically Victoria's in charge of it, but technically she puts Riley in charge of it so Alice can't see what she's doing. And Riley and Victoria were two of the answers, so I didn't know which one they were going for. And I answered Victoria, and that was wrong. They wanted Riley. Or, like, there was a different one where, I can't remember what it was the more recent one. But I had gotten it wrong, because another thing like that, where I thought too much into it. And, like, my friend gets it right, and then I get it wrong, and then I explained to her why I had chosen the answer I did. She's like, you just put too much thought in, you just overthink these questions. But, because there was another one that was recent, I can't remember, but it was something like that, so. Yeah. They make me mad, because I'm like, technically, it's just which answer are you looking for, because in a way, they're both right. And I always end up picking the wrong one. But I know what they want, or what they mean. So when I end up picking the wrong one, I understand why they wanted the other one, but it makes me mad.
BuzzFeed, you should have meant what I was thinking.
Like, what the frick, man? I can't think of what the other one is, and now I'm upset about that! All I had to do was just go back in my Facebook conversation with my friend to figure it out. But, I don't know. I'll figure it out by tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'll just look through our conversation and see what it was and be mad about it again tomorrow. Well, what a time. What a weird time we live in.
Yes, it is. But, to any of our listeners, tell us about the time that you locked yourself out of the house. We'd be very interested in hearing what happened. Were you able to get back in? Did you have to do anything?
Yeah, I hope so.
Are you still waiting for somebody to let you in? Are you listening to this podcast right now as you patiently wait for somebody to let you in your house? But share those stories with us. You can find us on social media. We're on Tumblr at spiderbitespodcast.tumblr.com. There's an Ask Us Anything link right there on our page. You can click that. You can leave us a message, ask us a question, leave a comment, anything like that. If you don't have Tumblr, you can find us on Facebook. Just search Spider Bites Podcast, and that's Bites, B-Y-T-E-S. Or you can find us on Twitter at Spider Bites Cast. All those social media platforms we're on, you can send us a message and any of those. But if you want to forego social media, you can still email us at spiderbitespodcast@gmail.com. Again, questions, stories, comments. We look forward to hearing from you all. If you want to keep up with the show, you can subscribe to the Spider Bites Podcast by going to any podcast streaming service, Apple, Google, Stitcher, Spotify, Podchaser. Any one of those, you can find a Spider Bites Podcast. And if you do subscribe, we ask if you could leave us a rating and a review. It would greatly help out the show. Those ratings help us move up those podcast algorithm charts. So that way, when anybody's looking for a new podcast to listen to and they go to search the new and nerd world, because you laughed, it just took me completely off. If they're looking for the new and noteworthy podcast or any type of new podcast that they want to listen to, we're more likely to show up on that list the more ratings that we get. And the reviews also help us because it lets us know what you think about the show. If it's something that we're doing that you like, if it's something that you do that we're doing that you think we can improve upon, I'm so messed up right now. Stop it. If there's something that you think we can improve upon, we welcome that feedback. We welcome the criticism. We want to know how we can produce a better quality show for you. So leave us a rating, leave us a review. It would be greatly appreciated. If you don't want to subscribe to any podcast streaming services, you can still find us and keep up with the show. Just go to our website at spiderbites.buzzsprout.com. It's an online audio player. You just scroll down to whichever episode you want to listen to. You click play, and you can access it from any browser, anywhere you can access internet. So whether you're on a computer or a laptop or a phone or a tablet or a gaming console, anything that you can access the internet from, you can find us and listen to our podcast through your browser. If you want to get in touch with Ashley or myself individually, our social media links will be in the description of the show, as well as all the other links of everything that I just mentioned. I think that is the worst that I've done in a long time.
Really just tumbled through the whole thing.
I really did.
But it was great. I enjoyed.
I'm out of practice. I told you.
Those are my favorites. My favorites are just anytime there's a slip up or something, because
that's exactly what you wait for.
On brand for us, you know?
That is very true.
I don't remember what word I messed up earlier. Oh, I said stuck.
Yes,
instead of stuck. Like what?
I don't know why you wanted
because stuck isn't even a word.
Stuck is already past tense, so I don't know why you wanted the past tense stuck.
I don't know, but I tried because you know that's what we do. Try to make up our own words.
That is hard, actually. There's a game on Jackbox called Dictionarium. Mm-hmm. And it gives you a word, and it tells you to come up with a definition for the word. It gives you a nonsense word, something that just makes no sense at all. And it says, make up a definition for this word. So you make up a definition, and then you vote. And whoever has the best definition, that definition is used for the next round. So it's like, well, now you have a definition, so make up a synonym for the word.
Oh, boy.
And creating a new word is hard. It is not an easy thing to do.
Yeah.
And then after you create the new word, then they vote, and the winner of that round, the new word goes on to the next round. It's like, all right, well, now use this new word in a sentence.
Oh, God.
And it's just ridiculous.
So I don't know if I'm creative enough for a game like that.
And then by the end of the game, it's like, okay, well, this is the new dictionary entry. It's like, this is the new word. It's the definition derived from the original word that the game gave you. And it's like, this is the sentence. And it's always just madness.
That sounds fun, but it sounds...
It is fun.
Something I'd rather watch other people do.
As far as Jackbox games go, it's one of the quicker games.
That makes sense.
We've been, this whole group, we have a game night, and we've been playing a few Jackbox games recently, and I'm starting to see, with all the different games that Jackbox has, why Achievement Hunter doesn't play all of them, because I can see how it wouldn't necessarily be as entertaining for a video.
Yeah, that makes sense. Have you watched their new stuff now that they're at home?
Yeah, I've been trying to keep up with them because I know they stream every Monday. Monday. Oh my God. I think it's time for me to stop talking. They stream every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 1 to 5 Central Time. Mm-hmm. So even though that's kind of in the middle of me working, I'll try to turn that's it on true. And have it in the background just to, see them streaming or whatever. Last week I was kind of keeping up with them. I didn't catch them today. I saw that they played, what did they play today? They played Ultimate Chicken Horse. They were supposed to play, the neighbor game, Secret Neighbor. I think that's the name of it. Something like that.
Hello Neighbor?
Hello Neighbor. I don't know where I got Secret Neighbor from. Hello Neighbor. They were supposed to play that.
Secret Neighbor?
I don't know where that comes from. They were supposed to play Hello Neighbor. They were supposed to play something else and did something else. I forgot. I was looking at because I follow their tweets and everything, and they said everything was supposed to play. But they tweeted out in the middle of them streaming. It was like, surprise for you all, and even to us, we're playing Ultimate Chicken Horse. So I guess whatever it is that they wanted to play, it just probably didn't work right. So they're like, oh, well, we'll go to Chicken Horse and we'll play Chicken Horse.
Well, I've been watching, I haven't watched any of their live streams yet, but I've been watching, you know, like Off Topic and stuff.
Yeah.
And AWU and stuff. It's really interesting just to see them at home, especially in the AWU that came out because you just hear Iris and Luna screaming, just in, the screaming in the background.
Yeah.
They're like, yep, that's what having little kids is like.
The little Cheez-Its fiasco was hilarious.
Cheez-Its! They really messed up our first time.
They did that in the last Off Topic, too. Jeff tried to throw
Moonball.
Gavin a moonball.
It was so bad.
It was so horrible because Gavin is essentially throwing the moonball to himself, and he couldn't catch it. And then when he went to throw it back, Jeff was doing the same thing, and he couldn't catch it. So I'm like, what is wrong with you two?
Jeff, like, just pulled it back into frame without even trying to attempt to catch it. Yeah, or like when Gavin was going to throw the moonball and as he looks around with his face,
he's
like,
ooh,
God.
He's like, I have a lot of stuff in here that I don't want to throw a moonball at. So he's just like, Linda. Yeah. And he just like slightly threw it on the floor.
It was really funny. Yeah, I've been watching like those kind of things.
Yeah.
And it's been a great time.
Oh, yeah. It gives a whole new like level of hilarity to what they're doing.
Yeah, I don't know why it is. And then, you know, they have, it's such a relatable problem to have when you talk with people online where they, like, two people start talking at the same time and then it just goes silent.
Right, and everybody just stops talking.
And then like, it's like, oh, sorry, what? You go ahead.
The very first Off Topic that they did working remotely, that was, like, so apparent because it was just, like, big. Because there's already gaps in silence when they're on set because they're trying to transition to something else, and Jeremy will just go, well, what else? But it's like when you're waiting because you don't want to talk over somebody, and so everybody's waiting for somebody else to talk, and then they just kind of sit there and it's like, okay, somebody say something.
They did the very, like, I don't know, just internet friends thing of like, oh, see this thing in my background? They're just showing off stuff in their house.
Right. And as, I would say, as simple as that was, it was entertaining. Like, Michael showing off his Harry Potter posters. Like, those were awesome.
Yeah.
And then, like, Ryan just having...
That's interesting about it.
Ryan having, like, just random, like, Vive controllers or Oculus controllers or whatever, VR.
He's just stuff. Pulling yeah, stuff just off pulling to the left. Or Jack just at some point just has an animal in his arms, and every single time he's like, this one doesn't like to be held. It's like, who does? Why do you
keep... I think Jeremy actually mentioned that. He was like, Jack, he's like, for every animal you said that none of them like to be held.
Yeah, he picked up three different animals and he's like, they don't like to be held. So he's like, Jack, what does? You've said that three times now. Apparently he said, like, Cooper likes to be held, but that's it. Well, out of his, like, five animals.
He's like, Cooper is just off to the side. He was like, well, yeah, Cooper will just sometimes come walk across my keyboard and everything. I'm like, well, that's what cats do.
Smokey does it all the time. He loves to do it when I'm either watching something on my computer that has to do with, like, that I have to read the subtitles for. That's when he wants attention and will walk in front. Or when I'm playing when I'm playing my Switch and I have it, like, propped up in front of my laptop so I can have something, you know, playing on the background of my laptop, and then I'll play Animal Crossing. And he'll walk in front of the Switch and, like, lay down, and then it'll knock the Switch over and then it'll scare him. And I'm like, Smokey! Yeah, it was just the epitome of having cats.
Yeah.
Or just animals, I guess, but especially cats.
Yes.
But yeah, it's been really, really entertaining and relatable to watch them try and record things from home.
But they've been doing pretty well.
Yeah,
they've been kind of
seeing
what works and what doesn't. Like, case in point, what doesn't work is Jack trying to stream from his home computer and stream to both RTTV and YouTube because he just doesn't have the bandwidth for it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So they've, I think they've been trying to kind of work around that.
Yeah.
But
they did really well with, like, that GTA video that came out where they even said, they're like, we're all at home. And then, like, as they recorded it, like, it was perfectly fine. There was no, and I wouldn't think there would be with, like, gameplay like that.
Yeah, once they recorded it.
Yeah.
But,
Just seemed like a normal video.
I watched Chump last week for, you know, the RT anniversary week, and so that was a special edition of Chump with Chef Mike. And that actually went along pretty well.
Good.
Because even with the components of them all being in separate places, the main, like, focus of the game still basically remained. I mean, like, Jeremy was still able to host as if they were all in the same room. And it was still, I felt like they didn't really lose anything by not being at the studio. And it was still an entertaining show. Chris is still extremely weird. And, it was really fun.
For the most part, it's really working for them. And like Jeff was saying in the off-topic that came out was how they're super lucky that what they do, they can continue to do from home. Because, you know, a lot of people, me included, are screwed. Because, you know, so, like, you can still work from home, too. But, like, I'm screwed. So,
yeah.
I don't know what I'm going to do until school comes back. So, we'll see about that. But it's not like places are hiring right now either. The only places hiring are like grocery stores and stuff that need stocking done.
Yeah. Well, hopefully, even if, and I know this is like real wishful thinking, but even if like everything isn't fully settled, I mean, hopefully maybe at least within the next month or so, maybe 2 months, hopefully things can at least get to the point to where we don't have to shelter in place, you know. At least we'll find a way to mitigate the spread of it, and so that way people can kind of start to reassimilate into society and not have to, you know, be as, I mean, you would still want to be cautious, but you don't have to, you know, hopefully the social distancing thing will, you know, kind of be done.
Well, yeah, like, that's the whole point of the social distancing is so that we do it now so we can, you know, go outside and pretty much be back to normal as soon as possible. The problem is there's so many people that just do not care about the social distancing. That's where the big problem is like Peyton was talking about how people who have come into her store that were literally talking about having a bonfire with like 10 plus people, and then they came back into her store the next day to like buy more alcohol and whatever. And she's like, please stop. Or if you're going to do that, don't come into my store. Because there's nothing she can do about it, because she's, you know, considered an essential worker, so she has to work. She can't really afford not to be going to work right now. If they're open, she pretty much has to work, you know? That's how it is for a lot of people. They don't really have a choice. It's like, if my job's open, I gotta work. So it kind of sucks for people like that, where Peyton does her best, but she can't control what the people who come into her store do. So, you know, it just kind of sucks that those people are the reason why we're going to have to keep doing it longer and longer and longer.
And then I feel
as like, Gavin was saying, he's thinking it won't be till like June at least that we'll be okay.
Then he's still, every time they extend it, he's just extending it even more just to be prepared for it. But I feel like,
he's like, I give myself at least an extra month.
I feel like it's kind of like a double-edged sword, because like, okay, well, because everybody's staying out, well, going out more and being in these big social gatherings more, it's extending the time that we have to social distance. But the longer that we have to social distance, people are going to start getting restless and stir crazy. Like, well, forget it. I'm just going to go out anyway. And then it's going to be like a continuous cycle.
So it's like, I don't know what to tell you. It does suck, especially, you know, for like someone like me who lives by myself. But luckily, you know, I have my parents right around the corner, where technically we're not even supposed to see each other. But I mean, they're right around the corner, and the only one that's still working is my dad. And for the most part, he doesn't really see other people. So we're pretty, you know, okay. But, you know, like I know, like I hadn't even gone over there for over 2 weeks because I was sick and it really sucked, you know? Yeah. So I can't imagine people who do it constantly all the time, who are just stuck by themselves, you know, or all they do is go to the store like once a week or every 2 weeks or something. So yeah, I know it does suck. That's why I think it would be okay, you know, for like to hang out with a friend or two, just, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
Because people really can't, you know, we as people aren't built really to not be social, with at least, you know, like friends and family or whatever. So yeah, I get it if people do hang out, but it's like, it's when the people like that, those people who had the bonfire with like 10 plus people that were all just hanging out, you know, and then going out in public the day before and the day after. And, you know, so those are the people that are pushing it a lot and shouldn't be doing that. But you know, nothing really to do.
That's very true.
Police have been getting, tons of calls about people violating social distancing rules.
Yeah.
And apparently, I don't know if it was a certain county or if it's all of Michigan or what, but you could be fined like $1,000 for violating social distancing rules now.
Good. Hopefully they learn the lesson.
Yeah, but I don't know. We have a curfew, too. 9 to 6. 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. You're not supposed to be anywhere except for home.
I really don't see the need for curfew. And I mean, me that neither. Could just be me, because I mean, I feel like if businesses are closing early anyway,
exactly. I think the point of the curfew is that they're saying like, you're supposed to be home at this time anyway.
Yeah.
So the curfew really shouldn't affect you. The only people who should be out still are the ones working. And at that point, the only ones who should be working are people really in like the healthcare field,
right?
Because all the stores close by like 9 o'clock anyway.
Yeah.
So I guess that's the point, is just to be like, there's a curfew, but you're not really supposed to be out anyway. But if we say there's a curfew, maybe you'll listen. I don't know.
Yeah.
But
I suppose you have a point.
I don't know. Well, another thing Gavin was talking about was, I think all of them are talking about, it's just like how it does differ from not only state to state, but city to city.
Right. And that's the biggest problem, because it just should be nationwide. It should just be a nationwide stay at home order in place and everybody follows the same guidelines. Because if you, could you still have cities who are like, it's really not that big of a deal.
You guys
can still do what it is that you want to do. And it's like those little ones where it'll start to flare up in those cities because people are still hanging around each other. Whereas if they would just follow the same stay-at-home orders as other states are, then it would be, you know, mitigated and you wouldn't have to worry about it. But
exactly. But it's just, there's no order. It's just, you know, like different states had gone on stay-at-home orders at different times, or like Jack was talking about how in Texas the governor isn't doing anything and he's letting the cities decide, so that it's really different from city to city, you know. So it's really just the whole country is a mess because they're all following the guidelines of either their state and or their city, but because it's different from other states and cities, there's, you know, it's like, and then there's so much information that you have to learn, and then it's different, like, you know, what they said that they closed liquor stores in Pennsylvania, but, like, liquor stores here in Michigan are still open.
Right.
So it's just really a mess of just because everything is different everywhere you go.
Yeah.
So there's just nothing that's the same, so I don't know how they're gonna, but, you know, I don't know. That's just all there is to it. It's just a mess.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
It's just a mess.
Well, I'm going to die now. And we should probably go because we did the outro 20 minutes ago.
We did. But don't die because we have to record tomorrow. So I need you to come back.
Oh, man. At least tomorrow.
At least tomorrow. After tomorrow, we can revisit it and see where we go from there. But to all of our listeners, we thank you for stopping by. We love you. We appreciate you. And we will see you all in the next episode. Bye, everybody.
See ya.